It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our morning edition of the Midwest Digest brought to you by the Climate Corporation. While I'm in the nation's capital for the National Agriculture Day observance, Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. That sigh of relief coming from Illinois is because today is primary election day in the land of Lincoln, which means the nasty campaign ads have ended. They'll crank up again as we get closer to the general election in November. Other Midwest state primaries will be scattered throughout the spring and the summer. Well, here's a sign of spring. The ice is breaking up on the upper Great Lakes. Six vessels are expected to kick off the start of the 2018 commercial shipping season this week in the twin ports of Duluth, Minnesota and Superior, Wisconsin. A tug and five ore freighters are scheduled to shove off. There is a bit of a St. Patrick Day hangover in New London, Wisconsin. Police are warning people not to eat candy they got at Saturday's parade because it may be contaminated. About 10 complaints came in about kids and others developing temporary numbness and rashes. A piece of candy was sent to the state crime lab for testing. Indiana's governor will be calling state lawmakers back for a special session in May after the Republican-controlled House and Senate adjourned without doing anything about the major issues that Governor Eric Holcomb was focused on: tax issues, school safety, handgun license fees, driverless cars. The Speaker of the House and the leader of the Senate, both Republicans, are blaming each other. In Iowa, the Field of Dreams movie site was vandalized by a 20-year-old man who drove onto the baseball field made famous by the 1989 movie and left deep ruts and broke some sprinklers, about $5,000 in damage. He pled not guilty, but that's apparently one of those legal maneuvers, as investigators say. He admitted to driving onto the field. Here's a problem I never thought of. An inmate at the Cook County Jail in Chicago with a prosthetic leg complained that he couldn't use some of the toilets in the jail because there weren't grab bars over them to give him the maneuverability he needs. He sued the jail, and a federal judge ruled in his favor. A St. Paul, Minnesota man woke up recently after what he calls a weird dream that he would receive money. He thought, well, maybe I should go buy a lottery ticket and see what happens. He did, and the scratch ticket he bought paid him $100,000. The man says, sometimes dreams do mean something, and he plans to use the money to buy his parents a new car and pay for his upcoming wedding. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.